Blog Talk Radio.
Lawnmower kept getting clogged up because
all the wet grass that had had accumulated in the mower. So it was a mess, man, because I have a reasonably sized lot, the primary residence, and it was just arduous chores. It's typically not that bad. You know, people that see the house say, "Oh my God, that's a lot of lawn. You cut that by hand?" And I do. I use a push. It's self propelled. If it were push, man, it'd be a chore. But I use a self propelled mower. In full disclosure, but it's still enough land to take me about an hour. So that was interesting yesterday. As we know, Trump is gearing up to do what he wants to do all along. And I was listening to a couple of pundits over the weekend. My antenna is really acting up. We got somebody coming in on the 29th to try to square that away. You know, I think I told you guys, I cut the cord at my house down in Maryland. And so I put this antenna up, and I got a mass from a guy who had given me some satellite equipment that I was going to put up here, but I decided against it for a lot of reasons, and I'm going to wind up taking it down to another place that I have, or I haven't really decided yet, one or the other. One is going to be a workshop, and the other is going to be a B&B or something like that. I'm not really sure. Me and my girl are talking about it. But at any rate, man, I had the thing so high in the air. I kid you not. The house is outside of Washington D.C. In the D.C. suburbs in P.G. County, Prince George's County. And I had it appointed right and everything. I had a young black guy did it for me. Relatively young. He's in his early 40s, I would imagine. And I kid you not. From D.C., I was getting Philly. I was getting Harrisburg. I mean, it was unbelievable, the range. 90 channels. Then here comes the windstorm, and it bends the mass on the antenna so bad. So I was going to get this other guy to just straighten the mass out, and he was giving me a bunch of, nonsense. Black guy, unfortunately. I don't know why we do it to each other. And wanted to redo the whole thing and charge me, $500-$700, and I told him that's not going to happen. So we had another guy come in, a Central American cat, and between him and my significant other, they screwed up the job and turned the antenna the wrong way. They didn't know what turn the antenna 180 degrees meant. So as a consequence, we lost a lot of the channels that we were previously able to get. But the other problem is that because the antenna had been lowered, we had lost a lot of the other channels that were in. So now we were down like 50 channels. I kid you not. So now, because of the subsequent windstorms, the elements on the old antenna that we had have simply come off. So we asked Weingard, which is one of the biggest antenna manufacturers in the country, if not the country, for a solution. And so they came out with another DTV, a high-definition over-the-air antenna, and another design. It's a more compact design that I guess it has a lot of elements inside. It's all encased in black plastic, hardened plastic. I guess it would be weatherproof because it's for outdoor use. And they're saying that it has the same range as the top-of-the-line Weingard, old-fashioned one that we had out there. So I'm really anxious. So we're looking for mass and post now because the guys that came by previously, and this is the thing with this is the thing that discourages a lot of consumers. And I was trying to explain it to my girl that a lot of these people are they're out to make a buck, and if they can upsell you, they're going to upsell you. That's simply it. So par for course, they came here and they tried to upsell her, and she's arguing with me. You always know it. And I'm saying, no, that's not true. I mean, I am an IT professional. professional. And signals and signaling and that sort of thing is part of IT. It's a component, as are a lot of different disciplines and trades. And I said that what the guy is telling you is absolutely ludicrous. He just wants to upsell you or us on how we need to install this antenna. So I wind up sending the guys away, and we had the, you know, the young black guy put the antenna up, and we were thrilled. Initially, but now, man, our watching pleasure has been marred by the fact that this antenna has been, you know, destroyed and it's been lowered. So I think what we're looking for now is we're looking for a post. Hopefully, we'll get a post that we could raise high enough with this single encased antenna. It won't, you know, the wind won't affect it, you know, to be solidly mounted to the side of the house and high enough that I should be able to, if it's facing northeast or north-northeast or northeast-north or east-north-north, we should be able to get the channels and stations that we want, including some FM stations, you know. And there's still some analog signals out. They're not, I guess eventually the FCC is going to use those for, now I'm just speculating, for emergency channels. Because they're still viable. They're just, they're unused because we went to a digital standard 5 years ago. So I am very anxious. It's like waiting for the cable man, but in this case I'm waiting for, you know, what we used to be an old-fashioned solution. But it's really cost-effective, except, you know, in this case, you pay one fee up front, you know, whatever it is, $200-$300, to get the guys to come in and mount your antenna, and you call it a day, you know. So we're hoping that this solution works and we can get back to watching the shows that we like to watch, you know, and just getting the rest of our entertainment, you know, consumption through Netflix and the internet. I don't even really watch that too much. Typically, when my kid comes, we might watch a movie, you know, or he might watch movies when I'm tired of him being on his tablet. So that's where we are with that, which segues into what we wanted to talk about this morning. It was Chump the Brain Dead Comic Con Bark, a.k.a. Clueless Clown, has directed the Department of Justice through its law enforcement, one of its, it has numerous law enforcement wings, through its premier law enforcement wing, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, investigate itself. I mean, the stupidity is just stunning. I mean, it's incomprehensible that, you know, I mean, the guy is such a liar that you can't even get your head around some of the bizarre antics that he engages in on virtually a daily basis. But this takes the cake. He's saying that the FBI embedded, you know, and really, and this, you know, which is treasonous. I mean, he's traitorous. He disclosed the name of a confidential informant that the FBI was using to ferret out Russian involvement in his campaign. So, and this is the danger that a lot of us in the progressive community warned about, the fact that he is so self-centered that he wouldn't care how much damage he was or would do to save his own, you know what. And as a consequence, he's outed this this confidential informant used by the FBI, which Ray, the current FBI director, who he appointed, said is going to have a chilling effect on human intelligence gathering in the future. It's just absolutely outrageous that these people are letting this guy get away with this with a straight face. And, you know, that's the fear. The segues into something that Charles Blow wrote in not this week's New York Times article. He wrote it, I believe, the week before last. And it comes out every Monday. There's so few black columnists, I'm bound to read all of them. And he's about one of the best out there now. And he really is. He's...
The Endangered Species Act of 1973 was signed into law by President Richard M. Nixon on December 28, 1973. It was designed to protect critically imperiled species from extinction as a consequence of economic growth and development untempered by adequate concern and conservation. The U.S. Supreme Court found that the plain intent of Congress in enacting the ESA was to halt, reverse the trend towards species extinction, whatever the cause. A species is considered to be endangered if it's in danger of extinction throughout its lifespan or a significant portion of its habitat is threatened, destroyed, or invaded, or if it is likely to become an endangered species within the foreseeable future. Then why are black boys on this list? Black boys are an endangered species. Please go to GoFundMe and to our campaign at /PLZ2MO and contribute generously to help us build an alternative school for these boys that will become a national model for educational innovation. Again, go to GoFundMe and to our campaign at /PLZ2MO.
And you're back tuned into the Marketing Pulpit International, New York edition with yours truly, Dennis Shipman. 69 degrees and partly cloudy here in Brooklyn, New York. And we were talking on the other side of the break about Chunk Brain Dead comic Connor Barker, a.k.a. Clueless the Clown, asking the FBI to investigate itself for possible political motivation for allegedly implanting or implanting, you know, I got gardens on my mind, someone in his campaign. It's just ludicrous. I mean, the lunacy of this guy's antics on a daily basis is mind-boggling. So Charles Blow was saying, and this, and I was thinking about this too. You know, I share a lot of this guy's sentiments. I really do. And I'm not going to say he reads my work. Who am I? I'm just a little peon. But I post heavily on social media, and he's not necessarily on my feed. But, you know, I notice a lot of things in my listening audience. Dennis, that's just coincidental. I don't believe in coincidence. The Carnival Barker. I noticed that he has used that numerous times in his writing. And I coined that title for Chump some time ago, and I can prove it, through our social media channels. And then I noticed that he was using it, as well as a couple other pundits and writers. So anyway, long story short, he said that even if the House, even if we took over the House, and by we, I'm not a Democrat by any means, stretch of the imagination. I'm an independent, have always voted that way. And when I act as an election judge in my district, I am able to be used by both parties when they have something that they need to deal with regarding a voter. Because of my nonpartisan affiliation. So he said that in the case of Chump the Brain Dead Comic Carnival Barker, that if the House were to bring articles of impeachment, they would, I believe this is how it goes. Don't quote me as gospel on this because I had it on the top of my head, but I had a couple other things going on this morning, and so I might not be reciting the exact flow of how this goes, but I believe the House votes or has the trial, I believe, and call me and correct me if I'm wrong. The call-in number is 215-383-3872. Again, that number is 215-383-3872. And then the jury, the jury, is the Senate. And I believe the Supreme Court Chief Justice has something to do. He plays some role in it, too. I think he acts as the judge in an impeachment proceeding, I believe. Now, again, I've been around long enough. I've seen several impeachments. I've seen Nixon's impeachment. And I've seen Clinton's impeachment. And what Blow is arguing is that, there is no appetite in the Senate, even among the Democratic senators, I don't know about that. I can't really speak for them, for impeachment. I said they have never done it in the, I mean, as president, they have literally never told you know, impeached the president out of office. It's never happened. So we think that with this guy and how brazen he is, he would, and this is what blows arguing. I'm like, it's a frightening scenario. He's arguing that if the Democrats, the middlecrats, as I call them, were to take control of the lower house, you know, we have a bicameral legislature here in the United States called the House of Representatives, and the Democrats gain a majority, Pelosi would probably quickly bring articles of impeachment against Trump. The Senate, however, presided over by the Chief Justice, after they brought the articles of impeachment, would not convict to throw Trump out of office. And as a consequence, he becomes even more emboldened and more empowered, you know, by the attempt. And I'm like, my God, that's such a frightening scenario if that were the case. So you know, I'm torn about this because I was listening to something on NPR about it this morning. And I was saying, yeah, man, that's a problem because these people, his 63 million supporters are with him, 110%. And so they aren't going anywhere. Let's take another break and we'll come back on the other side of the break and finish up.
Looking for a hip multimedia management company that can manage you, your service, product, or your next multimedia project? Let East New York Management take you, your service, or your product to the next level. At East New York Management, we can produce and post-produce your project into a sleek finished product. We write scripts, slow-mo, blurs, and spots that are tight, hot, funky. Liners that flow smoothly with wit as well as with verb. We also manage talent, produce, and post-produce shows that are on the cutting edge, reflecting the undeniable influence of hip-hop on popular culture. The most important thing that we can bring to your product is energy, enthusiasm, and a love for the creative process. Look for us on the World Wide Web at www.eastnewyorkmanagement.net. Call us at 347-846-8447 or email us at contact@eastnewyorkmanagement.net. Do not waste another minute with whack, boring, and uncreative multimedia and talent management companies. Bring your talent or project to East New York Management. Let East New York Management take you, your service, or your product to the next level.
And we're back tuned into the Marketing Public International, Dennis Shipman. It is approximately 10:52 on a partially cloudy 69-degree day here in Brooklyn, New York, and we were talking about what the Tomatocrats, which is what I call the Democrats, are going to do when they sweep the House, and they will sweep the House. But, you know, there's another plausible possibility, and they could pull it out. They, you know, if they don't bungle it, they could actually pull it out. John McCain, a senior senator from Arizona, is suffering a terminal brain cancer and is currently out. I don't believe he votes because I believe that you have to physically be in the chambers to vote. So he, the Senate is only held by a single Republican senator. So it's 49-51, I believe, or 51 because McCain is not voting. So it's still 49-51. With McCain out, that leaves just one Republican senator. If they could swing one seat, one Senate seat, man, that would be huge. Then we could not only get Trump out, but we can get Pence out too. But see, my fear is that the Democrats are so compromised themselves and so conciliatory that it's sickening, and they would somehow allow Pence to assume the office. And Pence is as bad, if not worse, than Trump. I mean, I can't think of the guy's name. He was Steve Smith. I believe he ran Bush's campaign. Don't quote me his gospel. It might have been somebody else's campaign. Oh, Steve Smith. He ran McCain's campaign. You know, with Sarah Palin and that sort of foolishness. And he had some really scathing criticisms of Pence, you know, basically call him a shill, a tout for Trump the brain dead comic carnival barker, aka Clueless the Clown. And it was just serious. And George Will did too. I'm not a real big fan of George Will. But both of those guys had some really scathing criticism of Pence, and I agree. Pence has been nothing but it's just embarrassing how fawning and obsequious he is towards Chump the Brain Dead Comic Carnival Barker. And, you know, at some point you have to, there was just literally no integrity left in the system anymore. And I forgot who it was that said it. It might have been, guy that writes for the New York Times. I'm not really a big fan of his because I believe he's co-opted as well. His son is really a soldier, and he never discloses this when he comes on television shilling for Israel. He says something about we have lost confidence in science. Absolutely, the institutions don't work anymore. They become bastions of, patronage. Literally patronage mills for the least qualified. Looking for job security, so they go into the civil service, and these people aren't qualified to do anything, and they don't. And I've worked in the civil service, so trust me, I've seen it. If you see what I see. I know why a lot of civil service doesn't work, because I've been there. And you literally have to fight, man, and then these people become angry with you because they don't want to do any work. And if you force them to do work, then they do it grudgingly and often, try to work against you. I had an agency that I was working with, man, and absolutely refused to communicate with. This is a public agency. I mean, how do you refuse to communicate with a citizen? It's just outrageous. And courts, the same thing. They're electing or appointing to lifetime appointments on the federal judiciary what you can only characterize fairly as legal hacks. These guys are inept. They're bumbling. They're often bigoted. They come from third, fourth-rate law schools, and they... But they're arch conservative, or often radical conservatives, and so they're through their writings or whatever they do, they become known, and they're promoted into these positions to wreak havoc on hapless litigants, man, for decades. Because many of these people are relatively young; they're in their 40s, some in their 30s. I mean, it's really scary. But the ones in their 40s and 50s, they could still be around for decades. Look at the Supreme Court, man. Those people are almost septuagenarians. They're in their 80s, some 90s. I think the youngest member, Kagan, is in her late 50s. So we have to think about this here, ladies and gentlemen, and we move forward and see what the future holds for us. So stay tuned. And stay tuned right here on the Marketing Pulpit International, yours truly, Dennis Shipp, and have a great week.
Yeah.